So I don't just like listening to music with a socially conscious message. I like to talk about these things as well. And I do so on the Earnest Thoughts podcast. The Earnest Thoughts podcast is a weekly podcast just like this one, where I talk about social issues going on within the world, going on within the United States, life in general, pretty much everything that's outside of music specifically, because I have this wonderful podcast for that. So if you want to hear my thoughts on anything outside of the music, check out the Earnest Thoughts podcast. You can check that podcast out and subscribe to it on the same platforms you're listening to this podcast. I appreciate your listening. What's up, y'all? It's your man, Earnest, or You Love Earnest, back again with another episode. The My Two Cents podcast. And yes, this is an album review. Finally, I got tired of talking about, you know, this rap beef and all this other shit. But anyways, I'm doing a review for, it's still kind of relevant to this discussion here, seeing as this album stemmed from the rap beef of, you know, involving Kendrick Lamar, Drake, all that stuff. The album review for J. Cole's Might Delete This Later. Now, I ended up finding this album still. Somebody told me it was deleted on streaming platforms. I was too late. I couldn't find it. I said in my discussion about this, about the beef, that I was going to look on YouTube because I had a strong feeling that somebody would have uploaded it on YouTube, and therefore I did that and I was able to find it there. I'm not telling anybody, hey, go on YouTube, because, you know, if you haven't listened to this album, all I'm saying is it's there. Also, the streaming platform, the music streaming platform that I use, still had it. I'm not going to name them. If you ask me, I'll name them, but they're not getting a free shout out because they don't sponsor. So, but they have it. Nonetheless, they do have this album as well. So I don't think J. Cole deleted this later on, or deleted it everywhere, or at least not everybody listened to him when he said, delete this shit, nephew. So anyways, I'm glad that he didn't actually delete this album, because I'm just going to come out and straight up say it. Like, I enjoyed listening to this thing. It was a hard start from beginning to pretty much the end. There were just a few spots on this album to where I felt like the mood dropped, and it was like, I call that the fan service. Like, he was trying to do fan service and just something outside of what I enjoy most about J. Cole's music. But all in all, man, like, this is a pretty dope album. By track three, which is Ready 24, I knew this album was going to be straight up about rapping, like straight up. And what I mean by that is, again, when I talk about the beef that is going on amongst Drake and various other artists, there's very little talks about who's the best rapper. It's more so who's the richer rapper, who's the more flashy rapper. Hence why I said what I said about my breakdown about this Drake versus everybody beef. If you haven't listened to that, I just uploaded that episode yesterday. Yesterday being the day before this episode uploads, because you can only upload once, right? Unless I delete it. But I ain't going, unlike J. Cole, I'm not going to delete this later. This episode is going to stay up forever, you know? Or as long as, you know, none of the platforms take it down and none of my podcasts gets taken down, God forbid. But yeah, like I did, that episode is already uploaded, is what I'm saying. So go check out my thoughts if you want to know my thoughts about the Drake versus everybody beef. It's not hard to find, because that's literally the title of the episode. But J. Cole is actually rapping. He's actually like, this is not about, yeah, on the song Pricey, he was pretty much sending shots, or one could say supposed shots, but sending shots at Kendrick's, pretty much saying, hey, listen, like, you think you can steal my style and dress like me, but you know, this don't get it fooled. I might look like a bum or look like a modest, in quotation marks, dresser to you, but this is not cheap. It's getting pricey over here. Like you, it's pricey to dress this modest, again in quotation marks. I get that, but the rest of the album was, and even on Pricey, it was still, I'm the better rapper, I'm the best rapper, I'm a beast, and you know, I'm no one to play with when it comes to the microphone, you know, when it comes to this music thing. And you know, that I was glad to get that. I was glad to get that all throughout this, I won't say all throughout, but pretty much throughout the majority of this album. I was glad that that was the case, you know. You know, just this, there were some things, other things that I disliked about this album, or just things I disliked. You know, I thought the flows in a way, and then some of the sounds, necessarily were not necessarily what I liked. As far as I didn't, even the flow switch ups, I thought, because J. Cole is as great of a rapper that he is, he even made those flows a bit bearable. So it was like, yeah, would I want him to do it all the time? Absolutely not. But he is good enough of an MC for me to say, hey, you know, it was kind of bearable here compared to the other artists who that is their flow, that whole nasally flow, or you know, that young boy rap flow. You know, say that young boy rap flow, that flow, you know, because I won't say nasally, but I will say that young boy rap flow. You know, when they do it, I don't like it, for the obvious reasons, because I don't like them and I don't like the sound. And it's not because, oh, J. Cole did it, so I like the sound now. No, as I stated before, he made it at least a bit bearable. But I still call it one of the flaws, one of the very few flaws of this album, because it was still present and it's still not necessarily a flow that I personally like. Sounds as well that typically correlate with that flow were present on this album a lot more than I would have wanted them to. But again, J. Cole, being as dope of an artist that he is, he made it a bit bearable. So although those are my two and only two cons that I have with this album, it is the only, it's, they weren't like very terrible to the point where it made me dislike this album. You know, I gotta say this next point. I'm looking through my notes right now. I have to say this next point before I move on. I thought it was really, really interesting to have Absol on a supposed Kendrick Lamar diss album. Why is that interesting? And it's much more obvious than, well, they used to be on the same label together. It's that, but it's much more deeper than that. See, I have a theory as to why Kendrick Lamar left TDE. And it involves Absol, right? Now, I'm in a pickle here, as the saying goes, or a rock in a hard place. We're in a bind, whatever the saying is. I'm in a situation here to either divulge my theory here or wait to do so on Patreon. But my issue is, and I was saying this, and I just actually recorded another conversation piece, a conversation episode. This time it was about Cowboy Carter. I have extended thoughts. It's kind of a side note. but I have extended thoughts about my thoughts about Cowboy Carter, you know, Beyonce's album. I recorded that, and that was going to be, or I initially was going to make that a Patreon exclusive episode. My thing is, as I'm recreating the Patreon, Patreon is going through this process now where they want to verify people's accounts before they allow them to start creating and all this other stuff to make sure that they approve of it. They put creators through an approval process, right? My Patreon is going under the approval process right now. They didn't give me a timestamp. They just said, hey, you will get an email pretty much saying if you were approved or not. And the reason why I'm like, but I have all these thoughts I want to say, and I don't want to wait until this approval process, however long it takes, just to put these episodes out or just to put these thoughts out, when I could put them out now and then in the future let people know, hey, if you like episodes like this, you're going to find more episodes like that on Patreon. Now back to how this relates to what I was just saying with Absol being on the song Pie on this album. My theory, in short, is Absol pretty much held TDE hostage all them years he wasn't putting out an album because of issues he may have had with Kendrick Lamar, right? I think he felt Kendrick was being favored. There was some favoritism going on. I'm not talking about with what the fans are saying. I'm talking about within house, in house of TDE. And Absol was pretty much, because Absol has made threats of wanting to leave TDE before. He's been vocal in the past about there's something going on within this label that I'm not necessarily satisfied with. And I think that it was this situation with possible situation with Kendrick. I'm not going to go into full depth here because this is an album review, but I will say that Absol sounded really happy to be on an album that is dissing Kendrick Lamar. So I'm going to leave it right there. And again, I will gladly expound on my theory of Kendrick Lamar's departure. Now, I know people are going to be like, he did this a long time ago, blah, blah, blah. Trust me, this theory has been festering in my mind for the longest, especially after Absol dropped Herbert, you know, an album that I really enjoyed as well. If you want to know my full thoughts about it, other than I enjoyed it, go listen to that review as well. But I have more to say about what I just gave y'all a little snippet. So whether that is said on Patreon or whether I do another discussion about it within the coming days or so, you will know when you know. But just to, you know, sort of wrap up this review, I wanted to say, I just wanted to get that out the way, just to give y'all a little teaser about that, but to also say I thought it was really interesting to have him on the album, and you know, he just sounded real, like, I've seen people online try to justify it, and I thought it was funny too, like how they tried to handle the features list on this. At least for me, I thought it was not coincidental that the two platforms where I saw this album, YouTube and the streaming platform that I use, none of them listed Absol as a feature. But to be fair, none of them listed any of the features as a feature. I didn't know Gucci Mane, like I had to listen. It wasn't until like after a while I realized the spoken word, and I put that in my notes too. I don't know why I didn't say that. Shout out to Gucci Mane. That was my second one of my second notes. I wanted to give a shout out to Gucci Mane. That poem, that spoken word, that poem, whatever you want to call it, was absolutely beautiful. That was the best thing I've ever heard Gucci Mane ever say ever. I'm not being hyperbolic. I'm not trolling. Like, this is, I really enjoyed what, like, his contribution on this album. I really did. Like, this is no, like, I'm not joking about shit like that. Like, I'm being honest. Like, Gucci Mane really, really impressed me on this album. Would I say he's my favorite feature? No. As much as I love Kendrick Lamar, I'm going to still have to give that the app. So I think he absolutely, aside from my theory between the drama behind them and all this stuff, you know, I thought that he really ripped it and killed it. And Absol is still one of my favorite artists, or, you know, rap artists today and all this other stuff. But J. Cole, I've been talking about Absol. I've been talking about everybody else. No, I've been talking about J. Cole. But J. Cole, man, he absolutely showed on this thing that he is a great MC. I am going to talk about the perception of this album. So I'm going to let y'all know right now and give y'all the rating and let y'all know. Y'all can stop listening right now, because the next minutes or so, I don't know however long it's going to be, I'm going to talk about the perception of this album and why I feel as though people aren't giving this album the praise that it deserves. So I give this album an 8 out of 10. Boom. That's the rating. Feel free to click off right now. You've been listening to it for about 15 minutes and 30 some seconds at this point. So feel free to click off now. Appreciate your listening. If you want to stick around, let me get right into it. So, and I do have fave tracks, but you know, I figured this episode is going to be longer enough. So let me just give y'all my two fave tracks. I'm not going to go in too much depth, but here we go. I have two favorite tracks. At the number two spot, it's Pie. At the number one spot, it's Ready 24. Killed it. Cam'ron killed it on that song as well. He's another dope feature. The features on this thing was really dope as well. I pretty much enjoyed every feature to every song that I like. Let me put it that way. The songs that I disliked, they had features on them, and I disliked the song, and I also disliked the feature. But if I liked the song, I pretty much loved the feature. So that's how it is. Now, on to the discussions about why I feel as though this album deserves a lot more praise. And I'm definitely going to talk about this album later on when I do my listings as well of, you know, my favorite albums so or music projects so far for the year. But this album was hot. This, as I stated in my discussion about the Drake versus Everybody beef, again, not to reiterate everything I said there, because I want y'all to go listen to that episode, obviously. But I stated that a lot of people are painting this beef out to be hip-hop gladiators going at it, competing for the number one spot. That is far from what is going on with this Drake versus Everybody beef. J. Cole was once a part of it, and he bowed out, but I guess he either bowed out after he dropped this album. I'm not sure when, because to be honest with you, I heard about the Bow Wow before I heard about this album. In fact, I didn't know he dropped this album until it was recommended to me on YouTube. I didn't watch the video, but Anthony Fantano's video where he reviewed this album. And I don't think he liked it, because from what I remember, when I did watch Fantano's reviews, whenever he wore the red flannel to an album review, he really disliked it. Haven't watched his reviews in a while. Maybe he switched it up. Maybe, I don't know. But I saw the thumbnail. I saw the red flannel. I read the title and everything. And I was like, hold on, J. Cole put out an album. I know about it. That's crazy, because people usually talk about it when J. Cole drops. But again, the only talks I've seen about J. Cole was him apologizing and taking his name out of the beef, you know? So there's that. So I found out, like I said, I found out on YouTube, wasn't even searching for album reviews, but I was just on you. It was like I said, it was recommended to me. I was just watching the usual stuff I watch on on YouTube nowadays, which is, you know, gaming stuff, Bitcoin related stuff, sports related stuff, a lot of sports related stuff, tarot related stuff as well. Sports related, more so basketball, of course, but you know, that's what I was doing. But YouTube knows that, you know, there are times where I do listen to music on there. So they just, I guess, recommended, boom, Fantano's video. Again, did not watch it. Don't think he liked it. Won't be surprised if I do end up watching it and I'm like, yeah, he doesn't like it. That's fine. That's fine. That's his views. It's his views. My views are my views. I'm not here to talk about that. I'm just saying it wasn't until YouTube's recommendation that I found out he dropped. I find that disappointing for hip hop fans. Now, I don't want to use the word disappointing because it makes it seem as though I have to rely on other people to do my homework for me. I could have easily found out if J. Cole dropped by, you know, he even announced it himself, but I could have easily found out elsewhere, is what I'm saying. But hip hop fans who claim to be about who's the top dog, who's the best rapper, this, that, and the third, they can't claim to care about that stuff, should have been talking about this album in regards to J. Cole instead of talking about, oh, he bowed out, he's soft, he's this, he's blah, blah, blah. Now I know people gonna make their jokes. I stated my thoughts about J. Cole taking his name out of the competition per se. Again, I talked about that in the Drake versus Everybody episode. So if you want to know my thoughts about that, go listen to that episode. I already stated too much about that episode. I'm not going to give away all my thoughts. You know, it's its own separate episode for a reason. So go check it out. But, you know, this is one of the hottest, if not hottest, rap releases of this year so far. And all I'm going to say is I wish the discussion was about this album. Yeah, you know, people gonna get on, and I know that toward the end of the year, toward the lighter half, people gonna be like, man, rap was trash this year. They might be on to something. Nobody released anything, and they can't say that, though. If you're gonna say nobody released anything that was hot, like that was straight up hip hop, that was J. Cole did. J. Cole released something that was straight up hip hop. And you ignored it simply because he said, I don't want to be a part of this rap beef. That's it. He has his reasons, I believe. But that's pretty much it. You know what I'm saying? And because of that, you may have missed out on, like I said, the hottest rap release of this year as far as albums go, or one of the hottest. And that's on you. That's on you. That is not on the genre per se. Now, granted, again, I'm not saying that, you know, one hip hop, one great rap release, a rap album that's released the year for the year 2024 is going to mean 2024 was a great year in hip hop. No, I'm not going to say that. But I'm saying that if you are going to take on this mindset that nobody, and say something like absolutely nobody dropped anything worthy to listen to in hip hop this year, I think that you would be sorely mistaken if you disregarded this. Even if you did listen to this album, you disregarded it simply because J. Cole doesn't want to be in a beat. Or you disregarded it and did not know he dropped an album, or did know but still ended up not deciding not to listen to it simply because he decided he doesn't want to, again, be in this beef. So that's all I had to say. You know, I, again, really enjoyed listening to this album. It was great. Finally, an album that I enjoyed listening to this year. For the longest of time, I know there was more albums I enjoyed listening to, but I'm glad that I was able to find this album. I was glad I was able to listen to it. Another great album in J. Cole's discography. Unfortunately, I think this one is going to be one of his more underrated albums. And people are going to be sorely mistaken again, because he's showing off his prowess on this thing, man. Like, I'm just saying, like, you know, this, like, I'm never one to try to convince people to, you know, my thing is, you want to listen to an album, cool, whatever. I listen to it and I'm just sharing my thoughts. That's that. But I really do believe that, you know, you're tripping if you don't want to give this album a chance, because a grown man apologized and backed out for, you know, inserting himself into, well, I won't even say inserting himself. He was called out for responding. He was called out, and so he responded. He responded with this, and I don't think that this is necessarily a bad response. I don't think this is a bad response at all. This entire album, it's not a bad response. This was a great way to respond, but unfortunately, the way hip hop is now, and I'm talking more so about the fan base, y'all don't care about this stuff. Y'all don't care about this stuff. Y'all get on me because I care about it. You pretend to care about it. You say you care about it because, again, as I stated in the Drake versus Everybody episode, and I said I was going to stop referencing it, but this is my last reference, I swear. You know, go check that album out. A lot of hip-hop fans pretend to be about, claim to be these big macho lyricism dudes, and they can't admit that they are just as much of a drama queen as a female can be. So therefore, they have to pretend like when a rap beef is going on, they care more about the lyricism, the lyrical ability, and a wordplay and all that stuff, than they do about the drama. When it's like, no, you care more, if not only, about the drama than anything else. And you can be lyrical and dramatic as well. J. Cole did it on this album, by the way. You know what I'm saying? You could talk your shit and talk your shit well. J. Cole did it on this album. That's all I'm saying here. I'm going to leave it at that. Until next time, until next episode, check the links in the description box below. Like, comment, share, subscribe, rate the podcast. And yeah, until next time, until next episode, you hear from me when you hear from me. Peace out.